Hi, I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Sean.
And you're listening to the Dead Baby Bear podcast.
Dead Baby Bear.
Ooh.
Long story.
Transphober. That? You know me, Daddy Kathleen. I
Welcome to Transphober.
Transphober. You know me, Mama Kathleen. I go whoops.
Oh, like boom, boom down.
And say some words I shouldn't.
Yeah. No, we're not transphobic. Dave Chappelle is.
Oh, is he?
Well, he keeps saying that he isn't his friend. I thought it was, I mean, there was some stuff that was like, I was like, whoa, Jesus. And I feel like he just doesn't care anymore. Like, he doesn't have to care anymore, like, if he offends people. Because, you know, if they complain about it, he gets press. If they don't complain about it, his fans give him press. And he brings up good points. And he takes chances, which never happens in comedy anymore. Nobody will take these chances to say things. And yeah, no, it's good. There's a lot of trans stuff.
Does he mention our podcast?
He does. He says, when I was listening to the Dead Baby Bear podcast.
Oh my God, he did?
Yeah. He said,
that's
my
nice.
Favorite comedian, Kathleen McGee, and my second favorite, Sean LaCombe.
Huh.
You're the second. That's
the patriarchy.
Can you
imagine him watching us do comedy? Like the face he'd make watching us do stand up.
There's
like just that Dave. I would never allow it. If I was doing stand-up comedy and I saw Dave Chappelle in the third row, I'd be like, Dave, excuse me, you're going to have to fucking
Can
get...
Can you please leave?
You're going to have to get out of here.
Yeah,
there's
that
no
would be...
There's no way that you're going to be watching this. No, leave.
No. Yeah, that would be hard
Up
to have
go.
Him in the crowd and you're just telling your
Up
stupid
you
little jokes.
Oh, yeah.
With no brain. Ezzy's here!
Oh, Esmeralda.
Look
is
at
that
her.
The full name?
Look at, she's so cute. She's so healthy now.
Esmeralda is her full legal Christian name.
At my house, and then I gave you this wonderful life with Jim.
Is it? Do you know a sing? Like, do you? Would you think a person was crazy if they talked to cats with the same tone they talk to humans? If they were like, "Oh, hello there, Ezzy. How are you?"
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Ezzy, come here.
Yeah.
They just talk to
That's
her like
really
a person.
Weird.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Are you? Would you
That's
ever
how I
want
talk to kids.
Would you ever want to get into local politics?
I guess I could do it as
it's
long
election.
As I didn't really have to do much.
It's election season.
It is election season.
Municipal election.
Yeah.
The dumbest election.
The dumbest
the
election.
The one that we care about the least, but it's in our faces the most.
The most. It's been in our faces all summer.
It's like, imagine if like the biggest movie ever was coming out and it was on a couple of signs.
Yeah.
And then like tiny little no release were all over our lawns. We'd
yeah.
be like, what are these little dumb movies? I don't want to watch any of these fucking little tiny movies. That's what local politics is. All of a sudden it's on everybody's lawn
yeah.
and we don't know anything about you other than your face and your smile.
I was
it's always
in
like
Grand
Rita
Prairie.
O'Neill.
I was in Grand Prairie, and they're also having their municipal election, and there was like somebody that had clearly had their kid paint a giant sign. Like, it looked so weird.
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, God. And I think that people that run for local politics, they're either like very competent or not so. Like, very competent people
mm-hmm.
or very crazy. You have to be
yeah.
one or the other if you're going to run for local politics or any politics in general.
Yeah, there's got to be something a little wrong with you.
Yeah, to want to be a politician.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's got to be something a little wrong with you.
You know what? I think politicians are serial killers that don't kill. Like, they have that craziness in
yeah.
their head. Like,
yeah.
They're crazy enough to kill, but they just don't.
Yeah, they're like, okay,
so
I'll just go kill their ideas.
Yeah.
Right? I'll be in charge of a bunch of humans, and I'll fucking crush their dreams.
Yeah. So that's how they kill.
Yeah.
This chair.
It really.
I didn't fart. I swear. This chair is really.
No, I didn't
squeaky.
Think you farted. I just thought like maybe she's put all the weight back on. Like just by the way the chair was behaving, I was like, has she gained it all back? And then I'm like, no, she's skinnier than ever. This chair must be garbage.
I bought my first.
But I did try to blame you first.
Yeah.
And then I went, what is
that's
wrong with
that chair?
That's
the patriarchy for you.
That's
just what I say for everything now.
Blame the girl first, then the chair, then yourself.
I bought these jeans, and this is the first time I've ever bought jeans that aren't a plus size jean.
Whoa.
They're just the biggest size in the non-plus size
normal.
Section.
Normal women, large for
don't
normal.
Don't call it normal. You'll piss off a lot of people. I don't care, but you'll piss off a lot of people.
It doesn't matter. That's the beauty of having a fringe podcast. This isn't like a Netflix
Nobody
special.
Nobody cares. Nobody
Can you imagine if we had like, okay, everybody, 1.8 million people are going to listen to this podcast. Like how careful we'd be.
We'd have
be
death
like,
threats.
We'd be talking about shingles the whole time. Like, I don't mind shingles when they're put on right. Anyway, thanks for listening, Netflix.
The disease shingles.
Oh, the disease
the
shingles,
one.
The itchy one, the one
that
no one respects. Nobody
something?
Respects adult chicken
Isn't that
pox.
What it is?
I think so, but people who've had it, it's one of those things that's like anything else where when you name a disease after something, you like some other thing, people go, people think it's like nothing. It's like if we called cancer stucco. It would just sound like, you got stucco? Like, yeah, I got stucco. And then when people started dying of it, you'd be like, fucking stucco's no joke. And then everybody would be like, fuck stucco, right? Because, you know, fuck cancer, that's a big one. But shingles, it's named after a part of our house, and so nobody dies from it, so you think it's a joke. But everybody who's had it is like, that was awful.
I wonder if they could ever rebrand cancer, because it's such a bad word. Like, if you can't beat it, join it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But think of a funner name. We're not going to fucking cure it, so might as well call it something
fun. Let's call it something fun, like puppies.
Yeah.
I got puppies.
Yeah. Well, the long goodbye.
Oh my God.
A case of the long goodbyes.
I think that there's lots. I think lots of people live longer now because they've done more research.
I know. Yeah. It's just, let's go ahead and lengthen that out a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
You just got to be like me and be a hypochondriac and get tested for cancer every time.
Every
you go get tested.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Or be like me, where they're like, we're the insurance company. We're going to come over and do some blood work. Like, oh, no need. You can find that at the local clinic from 2 months ago or whatever. Right, like always have really up-to-date blood work when you're a hypochondriac.
Exactly.
Because you never know. It'd be easier to be the other way, where you just think nothing's wrong with you, and then you're already half dead. Because we're going to find out so early
and
that
we're
dying.
And then we're going to have to go through so much more. Yeah,
you're
going to
find out so early that you're dying.
I guess when you find out later, it kind of ends quickly.
Sure, because you got to like live a year and a half where you were like, it's probably just a cough. Like a hard cough that, you know, like one of those, you start to develop a cough that you know hurts.
Yeah.
Like when you see somebody cough a certain way, you're like, that hurt.
Yeah.
Coughing hurt.
Well, we moved back to our condo and like my condo's here. Mm-hmm. And then across the corner, it's like St. John Ambulance or something. It's like a home for men that can't live on their own. And it's not a halfway house. It's just like.
It's like the you know, the Zatriarchy.
Yeah.
You know, like the Z-level patriarchy.
Yeah. But there, we were unloading our stuff, and there was a guy that that lived there when we lived there before, and he has that cough where I'm like, he sounds like he's about to cough up a lung. Mm-hmm. And we were unloading, and I heard it, and Adam heard it, and he looks at it, and we were both like, we're home. We're back home.
Just hear that struggle cough.
Oh, my God. Like way worse than that, though. He sounds like he's like going to
love it.
And this is like, he's been there forever, so there can't be anything wrong with him. He's just probably coughing out the tar off his lungs or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's got, you know, maybe he just can't quit. There's always a thing.
He probably
can't quit.
Vapes.
I can't quit you vaping.
I can't quit you
vaping. Vaping. I can't quit you. Popcorn lungs.
Good old Uncle Popcorn Lungs over here.
Oh, yeah. Fucking just Michael Jackson popping my lungs into his mouth, waiting for an online fight to begin, you know? That's how corned out I am.
Oh, my God.
Who knows, though, right? Who knows? We're all going to go.
We are at some point. How would you like to go?
I'd like to go during an election where my name's on the ballot and I'm losing. But the polls haven't closed yet. And then I have a heart attack during my concession speech.
That's how I want to die.
It's quite specific.
That's very specific.
But that is how I want to go. It's always been my dream.
I've always thought I'd die in a car crash.
Sorry, everybody.
I shouldn't say that out loud. Sorry.
I thought I was going to do good for the town. Let's all acknowledge that Bill was the winner. And then eight people boo, boo. And you're like, now, dad and mom and my sister and two brothers. He won fair and square.
Yeah.
You know, but not many people booed.
You should have an election in your home with your family. Wouldn't that be fun if, like, you did that with your family?
And see who's voted dad or mom. So the kids could win the vote. And they're like, I'm dad now, motherfucker. And it's like, okay, bitch, I'm a kid.
You go get a job, motherfucker.
And that's the worst part is, like, adults are like, oh, yeah, you want to switch? And then kids are like, uh-oh. But the reality is they would cope better than us. Like, if I was sitting in a tiny desk.
Yeah.
Halfway through science, like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this bitch talking about? This is dumb.
I don't get it, and I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on.
What the fuck is this?
What are mitochondria?
And then a bell rings, and you're like, do we get to eat during? Hey, little guy, do we eat at this break? No. Fuck. And then you go right to the next class.
Yeah.
And it's art. And you're like, okay, I want to go back to adulthood. I need to go back to adulthood. You know?
I wanted to be an... Everyone, when they're a kid, wants to be adult. Like, I always tried to convince my mom to buy a duplex so that my brother and I could live on one side and my dad and my mom could live on one side. We have our own space. I'm like, it'd be the best. It'd be the best, mom. It'd be so cool. She's like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know quite a few people that in Fort Saskatchewan, not quite a few, I would say a few families that were raised like halfway between how we do it and caveman.
What?
Where they'd have like a litter, you know, like a couple of greasy white trash freezer yard, you know.
Children?
People that fuck, a mom and dad. They're fucking, right? Yeah. They have a shitty house. They have a freezer in the yard. But they have like a developed basement. And they're like, when we have kids, well, they'll just live down there.
Yeah.
And they, you know, so I'd go and visit friends and they'd be like, we live down here. Like, this is where my three brothers and two sisters live.
Yeah.
We have our own kitchenette. We make our
own
meals. Yeah. Like, our parents live upstairs. Like, you know, sometimes we intermingle.
I could be a parent if I was like, okay, that's your space.
If you were half a sister. If you were, like, technically a sister.
Yeah.
But you were, like...
Like, the sister that takes over when the parents die.
Because then you'd get a lot of credit for it.
Yeah.
Right? You'd get just enough credit for it to be worthwhile for you. Whereas when you're a mom, it's like nobody...
No.
Gives a shit. Like, I made dinner for the 93rd day in a row. I made dinner for more than myself. And people are like, Jesus Christ.
I can't imagine having to make dinner every night. I'll often just go get a junior chicken and go home.
Yeah.
Like, if I had kids, my kids would be like McDonald's fed children.
Yeah. You know, we definitely have a lot of garbage.
Yeah.
And even when I try to make something good, they'll be like, what is this shit?
That's the other thing. Yeah, like you make a fucking meal. It takes a lot of work. And then some little shithead comes along and says, ew. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
So now basically everything I do is in huge pieces. Like, so if I have onions, they're in giant.
So they
like
can pick
it out? Like a fucking half an onion in
there. A whole petal.
So I can be like, all right, onions out. I hate onions. Then the onions out. That's why I only cut it in half. I'll take a green pepper.
You just put a whole
fucking green pepper in there. I don't like green pepper. Well, the pepper's out. Eat the rest of it, you fucking idiot. And even the kid that likes pepper is like, I don't want to eat the whole fucking pepper. And I'm like, it's a soft pepper. It'll cut easily pepper. With your fucking plastic knife.
Oh, my God. No, I just couldn't every night go home and get them ready for bed and tell them to do their homework and make food for them. God, that's a lot of work.
You kind of, you know, you just... You're
I know you get used to it.
No, but you also, like, you get worse at it, right? You develop the skills, but you don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So parenting sucks because you either have, like, all the will and none of the skill at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you develop the skills necessary to be a good parent and the will wanes.
Yeah.
Because you're like, he's on the road to fitter.
To what? Know,
he's going to be a fitter.
Pipe
he's,
fitter?
Yeah, he's going to be, like, fitting pipes or cleaning trailers at night. You know,
we were at the
why
Halloween
do I need
store?
To push hard so that he's a better janitor? Like, well, he's a better janitor. Let me tell you something. If this guy had bad parents, he wouldn't even be good as a janitor. But here he is. Excellent at it.
We were at Spirit of Halloween and they have like a costume that's like a dirty joke trucker that or something. It's like a cut off plaid shirt. And it says like Larry's pipe fitting, we will fit all your pipes, and like that's the costume.
It's kind of funny.
Like,
it is funny because they're talking about dicks.
Yeah, but I'm like, that's the weirdest costume. Yeah. Like perverted trucker. Like I, oh look at how cute this cat is.
Who gives a shit?
Oh my God, she was so skinny when we got her, and now she's got a cute little belly. Look at this baby. Hello, sweet baby.
I know you're right.
She's really cute.
She is pretty cute. Well, she just
this
doesn't
whole
look
podcast
homeless anymore.
Team. She doesn't look homeless anymore.
Jim deserves all the credit. You get none of the credit.
I found her. I pushed her.
You did push.
Yeah, I pushed real
and
hard.
What if he's? What if his life's worse, but he can't admit it?
Her, first of all. Stop misgendering
Jim.
This
what if
cat?
Jim's life's worse?
Stop misgendering Jim.
You always think about the white man last.
I do, actually.
And that's what's upsetting.
I mean, don't
put
we
us
all?
Put somewhere in the fucking middle. This is our Netflix podcast. Nobody's going to listen to this.
It's so funny how many people are mad about the Dave Chappelle thing. And it's just like, even in the whole thing, he's just like, stop getting so mad about everything. And then they're just doing exactly what he says that they do. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm tired of everything. Like, I just
well, you just had a move. You just had a move.
We got married and then we moved. It was the dumbest idea we've ever had in our life. And it was just me and Adam moving. My dad helped us one day, and then it was just us. Like a fucking, I'm like,
you guys should have made one of a video where you had, like, you know, the just married cans on the back of a U-Haul.
Yeah.
With all your shit in the back
we
of
had,
it.
Wait, we have so much shit. We too much stuff. And I'm like, I keep, like, why did we pack this? We should have just got rid of it. So I've just been throwing shit out and getting rid of stuff and donating to Value Village every day.
Did you have to move freezers and stuff?
No, we didn't have to move appliances. The biggest thing we had to move was, like, our king-size bed and...
That's the best thing about renting, right?
Yeah.
The only thing you lose as, like, millennials, I think, is when they're old. Like, my dad got to be like, get off my lawn, you fucking piece of shit. But, like, people like Jim will have to be like, get off my landlord's property, you son of a bitch.
Get off my landlord's property.
So millennials won't be able to. All these millennials that can't own anything are just going to be like, wait on my fucking landlord. Finds out that you darkened our fucking backyard. I'll text Jerry right now and let him know. The man who owns this will not be pleased.
Like the whole economy about to collapse in America?
Who knows?
I was watching the news last night.
They got a debt ceiling, but you just kind of move it up. That's the great thing about it. You can just raise a roof.
Yeah.
It's like a party.
That's why I raise always, the roof. That's like the child way of thinking, like, well, if we need more money, why don't we just print more money?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you
guys? I don't get it.
We make the money. Why do we owe ourselves money if we make the money?
I mean, it's the beautiful thing about, like, national debt is nobody thinks it's ever going to get paid off.
Yeah.
Countries don't die.
That's
people
like any
do.
Debt. Like, no one's like, oh, I'm going to be debt free soon.
No, like we have to worry about it because like we die.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, mom left us a little bit of a fucking visa problem.
Yeah.
Which is everybody's worst nightmare. Is your kids are suddenly going through the last 3 months of visa statements and reading it as a eulogy while they're like angry at you. You know, you said you were going to leave us something. This is all we fucking got. And then they start reading like all this shit that you bought, like Xbox.
Why'd you buy an Xbox?
Look at this. She bought a fucking Xbox 3 weeks before she died. She was in the ICU for a month.
My mom bought like a little scooter like 2 weeks before she died, like from the Home Shopping Network, and it was like a $5,000 scooter or something. And my brother had to like he finally was able to return it, but he had to like jump through hoops. He's like, "Well, she's dead now. She never used it. It's still in the box." And they're like, "Well, we can't."
Are you saying there's a problem with the bike?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did the bike's heart stop? Then fuck off. That's what I would have said.
Exactly. I like some people are like horrifying. Like I had to change. I didn't realize it until like we were moving back into the condo. Like my power bill is still under my mom's name because she was living in my condo forever. But
right.
But so I called them. I'm like, hi, yeah. Like I just need to change the name on the account because it's my mom and she's been dead for 2 years. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, you're gonna have to give us a $300 deposit. I'm like, what? Like
what the fuck?
They're like $300 deposit if you sign up for automatic withdrawal. I'm like, you guys are dickheads. So I signed up for our automatic withdrawal. And then I'm just gonna cancel it.
Would you talk to me this way if you thought I was Wendy?
I've been paying this power bill for the past like 4 years, but it's been under my mom's name. So yeah. I don't get any of the credit for this.
No.
Some dead woman's getting all the credit. Fucking
Sorry, you'll have to sign up for auto deposit. Like, it's my credit card already. Yeah. I'm already fucking paying for it.
Yeah. It's so fucking
I know,
nuts.
But it's just unfortunate that your mom had to die this way. We're going to fuck you.
I can't believe, like, how insensitive people are when shit goes down. Just because of money. I hate money, but I want it.
If you worked at a call center, it would happen all the time. Every day, somebody would be like, hi, my dad just died, and I was just wondering if we can get money back on the fucking lawn darts we bought. It's like, what?
Yeah.
When does it stop? You know? Like, it'd be like, just shut the fuck. Don't take any more death calls. People die. They're dead. We don't do refunds on dead people. What was wrong with our product? Nothing. They just died. So the next of kin gets our scooter.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You can ride that scooter around.
You get her visa debt and the scooter.
Although I think with like some credit card debt, it's like their estate pays it off and if there's nothing in the estate. It's just like too bad visa, which I like. I like that.
But countries don't do that. So when we talk about debt ceilings, it's like,
yeah,
they're not going to pay it off.
No.
It's not going to be like a 100 years where Americans are like,
dead free. All
right, let's knuckle down. Those guys for the last 1,000 years, they sure were knuckleheads. Anyway, we're going to live our entire lives fairly meagerly to make up for the mistakes of the past. No, they're just going to be like, raise it up. Raise that debt roof.
Raise that
and it'll
roof.
Be like, and then we'll get used to hearing 100 trillion. They owe 100 trillion. Like, oh, 100. They're only up to 100 T. That's not bad.
That's
not too crazy.
I thought it was at
so
least
like, we
500
don't fucking
T.
know what these numbers mean, and they'll never be paid off.
No.
Because the countries that own the debt can't afford to have America. Like, everything's so interconnected.
Yeah.
If China was like, give us our fucking money back, we'd be like, okay, well, if we collapse, you collapse.
Yeah.
We're all dead.
We're all
so it's like,
fall.
Okay, so everybody's got a gun to each other's heads. And they're like, you want to shoot? No, then we're all dead.
I wonder if that's how the world's going to end. If it's going to be an economic collapse, if it's going to be an environmental disaster.
I think the dinosaurs are going to come back.
You think the dinosaurs are just going
to
raise from
Big
the ground,
time.
Be like, give us our oil back.
No,
give us our fossil fuel.
The aliens who took them will fucking drop them back on us.
Oh, good idea.
Because that's what I figured out about because, you know, when we talk about conspiracy moms, there's two different levels. There's one where they're like kind of a narcissist where they're an angel. There's some where they're just like pro smile moms or whatever. And those
pro
are fine.
Smile?
Just the smile moms that are like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have my mask because I like smiling. You know, those moms? Like,
fuck those
they're
moms.
Fine. And they're fine.
Oh, yeah, they're
but
fine.
But the ones that are like the angel ones where they think they're a fucking angel on earth that is like, you know, making it hard for Hillary to eat babies or whatever. Like, they literally think that. I know. I'm like, these people are insane.
Yeah.
They're like, imagine them talking to their kids like, I don't have the energy for this right now. I'm so exhausted from giving all of my fucking angelic life force to preventing a baby eating this afternoon. They're in a tunnel. They're in a tunnel. That's what I like about conspiracy people. Like, they're in a, it's always in tunnels.
Yeah.
Everything's happening in tunnels. Do you know that? I'm like, where the fuck are these tunnels? Like, it all
why
happens in
tunnels.
Why do they
think everything happens in tunnels?
Because that's then they have an excuse for why nobody fucking sees it.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Like,
so like is that where Hillary eats the babies?
That's where Hillary
tunnel?
Goes. She goes down into,
down
you know,
into
where mammals
tunnel?
Lived during the T-Rex times. Where our
oh, my God. I bet you there's like an intricate tunnel system underneath every city and only the baby eaters are allowed in there.
Yeah.
Fuck. We got to get in on this
we
baby
we
got to
get
eating.
Into this baby
I bet
shit.
You it's there's water slides down there. I bet you it's probably pretty cool down there.
Once you're down there, it's fun.
Well, you know the people that
once
own
once you've eaten your first baby.
The people that own the West
first baby's the hardest to eat.
The people that
nobody
own
will lie about that.
West Edmonton Mall.
The Kermesians.
They have tunnel systems because they all live in this one neighborhood over by the museum and like
they
have a
tunnels?
Little between their homes.
Really?
Because there's a lot of them in the family. Like I think there's like four families all together. And like,
oh yeah, there are.
I only know this because my brother had a friend who lived like on that block with them and they wanted to tunnel through their backyard and they were like, no, like you're not tunneling through our property to get to another house. So they had to like tunnel another way.
Oh
but
my God.
Yeah.
Like,
so their tunnels
like,
do
would be
exist,
like,
Sean.
I would just be like, dude, you don't ask for permission.
Yeah.
Like, you just dig it.
You just dig.
You just dig it.
Yeah, no one would have known.
Excuse me. Like anybody. Like,
yeah.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I dig a tunnel
can
under
I
your
tunnel
home?
Tunnel under
like,
your house?
No. No, you can't.
No,
like,
I'd rather not.
I don't know why. I've never cared about what happened in the dirt under me before.
But it just seems weird.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
You're like, now you want to build a tunnel? Do I have access to it? Oh, of course not.
No.
Will they be compensated? No, you don't own anything. It's like if we find oil, it's all ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to find oil and then be like, don't tell anybody. We found a shitload of oil down here.
Oh, oil's going
to
be over.
So you have, we have, what are we doing? Well, we have to go to Fort McMurray.
Yeah, we have to go to, well, we have to go to Lloydminster tomorrow.
Lloyd, that's right. We have shows together.
And then next weekend we're in Fort McMurray.
Yeah, for two big shows.
Two giant shows.
Who knows
at
if they'll be canceled? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, it's funny because everyone I know in the hospitality industry keeps on saying there's going to be a shutdown. And every time we've had a shutdown, it was always the restaurant people that knew first. And I don't know if someone leaks it to them or something, but
they're the ones who are most afraid of it, I guess.
Well, it's such a pain in the ass. If you own a restaurant with all this shit, with all this stuff changing, because you can't predict your staffing anymore. You can't predict how much food to order. You might have a big food order show up and then they're like, oh, tomorrow we're shutting down. And then you have all this food.
Have you had any vaccine passport fights?
I haven't had any fights. I've had a couple of people bring in I'm like, I don't even know if this is real, but good for you for faking it. Like if that's what you truly need to do.
I went into Trace Carnale's
You did?
I did. And I was like, is Kathleen here? And then when I saw you, and I was like, let's go in. We're going to eat here now.
Did you go?
We did. Me and my kids. And there was a guy in front of me that, and it was kind of a funny line from the server because she's monitoring the door. And then, she's like, I need to see vaccine passports if you're going to eat in. And he's like, well, yeah, we're going to eat in. He's like, I have mine, but they're 11.
Yeah.
And there's three kids. And she's like, they're all 11. All three of them are 11.
It. Who was it? What did she look like? Oh, my God. Know. I bet you that. I bet you I know who that was. But that's funny. They're all 11.
Every one of them's 11.
Oh,
and he's like,
God.
Yeah. But then he did cough up one of their passports or whatever. One of their fake paperwork.
Oh, my God. Well, even like, because I did a show in Grand Prairie and like, it's one of the least vaccinated cities in Alberta.
I think like 54% or something.
I heard it was less than that even.
Well, in the surrounding communities, it's like nothing, right? In Beaver Lodge and shit. Like some, like that's where people are getting fucking crushed.
Yeah.
Is in towns where if you took it, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Right? Because we could have all been born there. Yeah. Easily. Like, it's not like I'm not looking at them like looking down at them. It's like just this weird ethic that you're raised with. Like if I lived in a town like that where there's only 4,000 people there, even with the internet, you're still so, you know, you're so ingrained with your community that you're like, well, I can't be the loser. Like, who got vaccinated? Sean did. Sean got
what
fucking
a loser.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
what
don't
a fucking loser. And then you're like, so where are we going for the Christmas party? And like, well, not Rita and Roger. I haven't heard from them.
They're dead.
Well, maybe they're not having one this year. And oh, they're having one. I've heard from some other people. But yeah, you just get disinvited to Christmas parties and Thanksgiving functions and summertime fundraisers. And your kid makes the Z team in hockey. And you're like, what the fuck?
Just because I got
Just
because I got one jab.
I got single jabbed.
I got single jabbed. And they're mad at me. But it was like fine. Like there was 50 something people, 52 or something, or I don't know. There was 50 plus people there. And the week before they said there was 13. But I just thought it was funny because I was like, well, it's nice to know everybody here is vaccinated. And I mean, if there's a loser in here that brought in a fake passport, I mean, you'll probably die. And so that's not a bad thing. I just enjoy.
Yeah, you like it.
I love telling unvaccinated people that they're going to die. There was like a thing that was going around on TikTok where, because this woman was all the school boards and all the parents come in, you can't make my children wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. And this,
child abuse.
Yeah. And this woman was just like, had enough of these people.
Child
and
slavery.
She just said, I don't fucking care. Don't wear the mask then. Let's just say no masks and then your kids can die. Because she goes, no masks. And they're all like, woo. And then she goes, and your kids can die. And they're like, oh, like they had a kid.
But I have.
But that's
kids.
Exactly what could happen. Like, I can't.
Let them go.
As soon as all the children get vaccinated, I think that we should just get to take off our masks and live our lives again. And I'm not protecting unvaccinated people anymore. I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want to. It's silly. Oh. If I was Joshua Walansky, that would be my.
Joshua takes initiative to engage, listen, and learn. Then work collaboratively to build solutions. He's a solution builder.
Can I see what he looks like? Okay. He looks kind of like Ben. Oh, no, just because he has glasses.
And I don't think that's the right phrasing. I think you're supposed to say, like, consensus building.
Yeah.
I think finding solutions, right? You say, like, building consensus and finding solutions. You don't say build solutions.
So you're saying that Joshua
I don't think solutions can.
Stupid.
I think he's that, you know, well, Dave, it's a quote from David Shepherd.
Who's David Shepherd?
Isn't it great when like one person who nobody knows is like, oh, you want to know something about me? Here's a direct quote from another person you don't fucking know. And you're like, okay, so now two people I don't know, one of them saying the other guy's pretty good.
Yeah. I did that for a friend who's running.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
What did you say about him?
He said he's really nice. And he was like my boss once. I'm like, he'd be good at being, I mean, it's a little
other
bit
people's
better
boss.
Than
boss. He'd be good at being your boss.
He'd be good at being a city boss.
Edmonton, he'd be good at being all of your bosses.
Yeah. I'm not voting for anyone that has been on the council. I'm voting for all new people because it was it's been so shitty. Like everyone's like, Don Iveson's great. I'm like, it's the LRT is a year behind schedule and they're like, oh, COVID. I'm like, I don't think so. Like you can't like, it's just ridiculous. I don't like anyone on city council. And if Mike Nichol wins, Jesus fucking Christ.
He can't win, can he?
He can win because there's so many other candidates that they'll all split a vote, and then Mike Nickel will run off with the idiot vote.
But Josh, well, but I'm really stuck on Joshua Walchansky.
But he's just running for council. He's not running for mayor, is he?
I know, but Jim said that he broke into their apartment.
Yeah,
here.
That's hilarious.
He broke into the condo and went door to door in a condo.
But didn't he just hide in the bushes and wait for the door to open? And
hi there. I am counselor elect Joshua Walchansky.
I bet you
Walchansky.
He called one apartment. It's like, hi. I'm Josh, and I'm a council
what?
Person.
What?
And they're like, Who? Okay, I'll let you in.
Are you on the board? Is this young Jim Kerr? Joshua, give me more.
Are you on, like, do you have a title on your condo board?
Director.
You're the
always
director?
Always a fucking director.
No, there's a bunch of directors.
Oh, well, that's weird.
You're not the chairman.
No, you're just a director.
That's too democratic. You got to have one
Are you the youngest
says,
one on
you.
The board? Yeah.
They need you on the board because you're the only person that's going to like be able to like know what it, you know, everybody else is going to be dead within 5 years. So they get to all think short term. You're the only guy here who's like, no, don't go cheap on the gutters.
This is going to be a party condo in about 5 years.
Yeah.
Once all your
young people.
You.
Yeah. One by one. Even at least like they're the kind of building where they'll just be falling on top of each other. One day. They'll be dying, right? Like one lady will trip and the other one will be like, I'll go too then. I don't feel like drinking more tea either.
Oh, my God.
And then they just go out in a, you know, like maybe a suicide pact even. It could be.
I can't wait to be old because we went and visited my grandma.
I can't and wait. She,
well, because she's be just old. So funny. Like, we were sitting there and she's like, she asked Adam if he's going back to work. And he goes, yeah, I'm going to go back to work, probably be up for a month. And she goes, well, I'm not worried about Kathleen. She's used to being alone. Like, she said that. It was said by grandma. She's
yeah.
used to being alone.
Oh, that's
that
kind of
so
nice.
So cute. I was like, you are hilarious. And
but
then,
there's nothing like the loneliness that you know is going to, like, he's going to be back, right? So you get lonely.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
yeah
no,
love
I'm never...
will return. It's funny. Oh, Kathleen's so used to being. Was she trying to be jokey?
No, she was, like, being
dead
quite
serious.
Honest. Yeah.
That's so awesome that yeah. she was serious about it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'll be fine because yeah. she's so accustomed to loneliness.
Or she was so we were out and she's like, it's kind of chilly out. And then Adam's like,
not
I'm still
cold.
Wearing shorts. I'm still wearing shorts. And then she goes, well, you do have a lot of weight on you. I'm like, crap.
Well, you, yeah, from the knees down, you are a couple of turkey bones. You're a couple of big turkey wings. You and your big old turkey wings.
That's why I can't wait to get old because, like, and just even if you're not, even if you are like fully with it, you can still just say whatever the fuck you want.
And
people
old women,
like, oh.
old women just think all men are attractive, right? So like a 91-year-old woman will see me and be like, oh, he's
hello,
quite a
handsome.
Looker. Hello.
I
young.
Bet you in my
hello,
day.
Hello, tiger.
You could, you, in my day, you could get it.
Oh, hello. I bet he catches the puss. But yeah, Joshua Walchansky is a public servant, experienced in environmental protection and in economic development. Community yeah. builder. He's building communities.
Oh, good for him.
He's not just building solutions. He's building communities and solutions. Who raises funds for social issues. Passionate champion for the arts and hospitality
oh.
sector.
Oh.
A champion.
I don't know what ward I live in. Well, what... I don't know, because they changed everything. It used to be numbers, and now it's, like, names, and
but
they
how do you
combined
even know, how do you,
some
they're not
wards.
Even, they don't, they're not even, like, parties, right?
No,
so it's
well,
literally
it's
just, like,
local
who are
politics.
You? Who are you? Like, hi there, I'm Joshua Walchansky. Like, well, but what does that mean? Are you, like, an ultra-conservative Christian?
That's the one thing I do find out.
Who loves abortion?
Yeah, I find that weird about, like, civic elections. I'm like, I don't know if I'm actually voting for a complete... Because like,
this doesn't tell me anything about, hi, I'm pro-life. Is I can read all this and be like,
yeah.
I don't know if Joshua Walchansky is pro-life.
Yeah, that it's...
I will be pushing hard for the rights of the unborn. And they're like, cut that off. Cut the unborn part out, and then we'll run with it. I will fight for the rights of everyone.
Everyone.
I was going to say unborn there. But
fetuses, too.
Jill told me to remove it.
The only person I know that's like completely right wing is like Mike Nickel because he's very loud and proud about it. But like,
yeah. you got to have one of those.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah,
it wouldn't
it's
be
weird because you don't really know if a person is like what side of the spectrum they're
it
on.
It wouldn't be an Edmonton election or a Calgary election or any election in Alberta without having one guy who does that. Right?
Yeah.
He's sort of the bloviator, the guy who's like, well, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Pronouns and what the... That's all you really got to say. Is yeah. Like, look, I'm just here to fight for Edmontonians. I don't care what your zer, zim, zow. Anywho, you know, and then people are like, fucking right on.
Yeah.
He fucking cares about everybody.
I like this guy.
And he doesn't give a fuck about them zim, zers. All these zim, zer, zams. You know? So you just you belittle pronouns.
Yeah.
And then you talk about your heart, and then you cry a little when you speak about Edmonton. Think about Edmonton.
I grew up here.
Like, that's what you got to do. Do a commercial where you say Edmonton and then you have to
you
stop
cry
for a second. Edmonton.
I love when men try not to
I'm
cry.
I'm sorry.
That's the best.
I just, whenever I think of Edmonton. And then they cry a little bit, and then they bring up Zimzers, and then they're done. Close it.
One of the guys that's running for mayor, also, he was a councilman, and so he trashes Mike Nickel in his literature. He's like, Mike Nickel has been trying to become mayor of city throughout his entire political career.
Which is a tough pill to swallow, right?
Yeah.
When you're, how many times can you throw yourself at the same fucking
yeah.
pack of wolves? Where you're like, should I run for? And then every time he doesn't get it, I'm sure he's like, well, Kathy, that's it. We're not doing it next time.
And then someone convinces
him. If Edmonton wants a garbage mayor, they're going to get a garbage mayor. They won't have Mike Nickel to kick around anymore. And then a year later, he's like,
he's back.
I just got it in my bones, Kathy. I just can't shake free of it. This poor woman, she's probably fucking an RN who's paid his bills.
I've got civic politics in my blood.
I've got it in my bones. Who cares, right?
Yeah, no, I don't care.
It'd be more fun if he won.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what a lot of people forget about Trump is he was fun.
How much money do you get to be a mayor of a city? Like, what's your paycheck?
I think it's like, I don't know, 90 grand plus.
You get a parking spot.
You get a parking spot plus you're probably like gifting certain contracts to certain.
Oh, and then you
big
get
players, and then you'll
vacations.
Do. Then when you're done, mayor, you can go and speak.
206,000. 206,000. Wow.
So you get 206K, and then you kind of gift certain things to certain companies with like a wink, and then when you're done, you'll go on like a speaking tour
for
where
them.
You'll do all of the like they'll pay you $25,000 to speak at
Jesus
their function
Christ.
About leader.
Is
like,
that how this works? What?
That's pretty fucking good.
I'm going to run for council.
You wouldn't
I'm just
going to
throw
you
my hat in the
to.
Right now.
No.
Dang it.
You'd be crazy.
Yeah.
People
be
like, Kathleen McGee, let me tell you something. Can you imagine like going online and like, you know, like all these fucking bros, like you think you have a bro problem as
yeah.
a comedian who posts occasionally on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your
true.
Bro problem would be off the charts if you ran for like,
this woman thinks she knows everything.
She more like she'll blow anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then you're like, who the fuck is that? Fuck? I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
Yeah, I don't think I want to do anything where you're very in the public eye.
No. Because everybody'd be fat right away. Like, right away, you're fat. I'm fat. Everybody's fat.
And also your point about Jason Kenney. Like, it doesn't matter how much weight he loses. He'll
no.
always be a fat fuck.
That fat fucking loser, Jason Kenney. He looks great.
He looks amazing.
He looks fantastic.
But all people
no
can see is
cares.
That man dancing around like
no
this in that blue
cares.
Shirt, those khakis. Like, you can't get that out of your head.
Yeah. His wife still only blows him at Christmas.
I don't think he's married.
No.
No.
Oh, that's right. I think you were saying that last time.
No,
he's
not married.
That. Yeah, he seems like a traveler.
Like
you know?
A gypsy.
He goes like to Montreal and Thailand and like he's a fuck traveler.
He just likes to go around.
He's a space cowboy.
A fuck traveler.
He travels and fucks.
Oh my god.
Cuz he doesn't want to have that scandal or whatever cuz he probably likes to hug a teddy bear and get blown or something. He probably has like a weird thing.
He probably has a weird thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I come onto a giant you blow me and then I come onto a giant teddy bear. That I got at Klondike Days. And yes, it stinks in here because I've done it a lot.
That bear
is. This
is
not
is
the first
filthy.
Time I've come on this.
Don't
bear.
Touch that bear.
You think this is the first time I've come on that old laminated bear? Gross. So we
oh
took a long
God.
Break. That's the thing. You'd think that taking a break from the podcast,
we'd have more
come
to talk
back
about.
And be like good at it or better.
No.
But no. Not sharp.
I'm not sharp at all. When I had to do the show last night, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do this, I don't think. It worked. I did it, but...
Yeah, I had to readjust to small town.
You know what's kind of nice, though? Like, I really don't give a fuck anymore. Like, if they don't laugh, I'm not like, please laugh. I just keep going. I'm like, well,
yeah.
I just keep, I'm like, I don't really care anymore. It's like, I'm not fighting for festivals and other stuff. I just put me on the road so I can make a little bit of money and not have to work a big fancy day job. And then that's it. That's all I want.
That's all you need.
That's all I need.
Yeah. And it's, it gets to a point where you're like, I don't, you know, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Killing or like just doing fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's no, it does no difference.
No.
So it's like it all pays the same.
It all pays the exact fucking same. So it
sort of becomes like a union job where you're like, you know, the first 10 years, you're like, I'm going to weld more vessels than anybody else.
Yeah.
And then, fuck, I'm going to be masked down
a
lot.
I'm going to sleep.
I am going to really weld it. And then after all, you're like, we all get the same check.
Yep.
You know, it's
I work harder than that guy and we get the same fucking check. So
then there's all a younger welder welding his ass off and you're just like, yeah,
idiot.
I mean... Yeah, I guess it pays off for us to get that done quicker somehow. I don't know why you're welding faster.
It's weird now being that comic, though, now being the comic that doesn't give a shit.
Like, yeah, you're like, it pays the same. It pays exactly the same.
When I was like a new comic, I'm always going to be positive. I'm always going to love doing this. That's going to be everything forever. And now I was like, all right, well, we'll go and get it over with. And
I mean,
we'll
it's different if you're like a Kelly Taylor or something, because Kelly can actually like bounce work out of work.
Yeah.
He's good enough that, you know, people, I did a show with him where I was off stage and I was up there for 45 minutes just like trying to survive.
Yeah.
And then when he was on stage, he got like, I think his phone kept lighting up with like Facebook notifications. And it's obviously
from
people
adding him.
Adding him and messaging him like while he's on stage.
Oh yeah, we
like,
want
this
you to
is
do our
awesome.
Show. That
this
never
is so
to
great.
Me.
Like I'm loving your show. Ding 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 ding. You should come to you know fucking wherever and do a show there.
Yeah.
And I don't get it's never happened to me. Never. I've never had like ding ding ding. Like if my
he
show's
like
over, it might
something.
Be like one girl who's like, you should be more confident.
I agree with her.
That's what I'll get. I'll get like
a
child asking if he can do my jokes at school. Or
are you serious?
Yeah, I've had that before. Or
that's
like a
cool.
Or a woman saying you should be more confident. Like that's it.
That's about it.
That's all.
That's your fan mail.
Yeah. So given that I know that that's the realm that I'm in, it's like why fight for it?
Yeah.
Like I'll just tell some stories. Like not do that great. And I don't. You don't need to play that sort of like. Last week, the guy killed, and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'll show you. And then it's like, you haven't shown anybody anything. Who cares?
I don't care. No.
And it's like, yeah, that the guy who was here last week was great, and we're really looking forward to the guy the week after you. And you're like.
You're just filler.
5 years ago, that might have motivated me. Not now.
Yeah.
I don't care. I want you to continue to love the person who was here last week. And I want you to continue to look forward to the person that's coming next week. And we're good. We're all good. I'm basically the Joshua Walchansky of comedy. Where if you read a quote.
I don't know if you're as like
not as likable as Joshua.
As him.
And look, it doesn't even look like the same guy. Look at that guy. And then flip
it. I know.
It
looks like he's like he's doing a Clark Kent Superman thing. He's got glasses and he looks like a completely different. And then you turn this around. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, he's got no glasses and he's 20 pounds heavier.
I think it's just camera angles, but he does look thinner there.
He's got women behind him. I don't know. Can you imagine like, hey, I want you to vote for me and then people do and then you lose and you're like, sorry, guys. I mean, wow.
That's also, you have to
put
a lot of money.
Waste of resources,
everybody. You have to put a lot of money into a campaign. So if you don't win, you don't get any money back. Like it's not like,
no.
It just seems.
Everybody who like, look, I just need a $10,000 contribution, Auntie Catherine, and I'll fucking pay you back. And like, okay, I believe in your campaign and what you bring to the city because you're going to fight for the heart of our city. I like how people bring heart into everything. Like it does more than pump blood. It just pumps blood. That's it. Why do we bring heart into all of it? All the stuff that you care about is in here. It's in your brain. We give the brain no credit.
Maybe that's what you should
run. We're like,
run
I got
on.
A headache because of this stupid brain.
You're going to run on the brain of the city.
Yeah, I'm going to be the brain of the city and just have this, you know, and like, that's where your heart really is.
I would love to see you in like a debate with this guy. Like, this guy thinks he's going to be the heart of the city. Well, I'm going to be the brain of the city.
Yeah, and I represent, but the heart of the city always means downtown, and I'm going to be the brain of the city, and it's going to be the north side. Welcome to the brain of the city, St. Albert. and the it's northeastern not even city. Zone.
St. Albert isn't even part of Edmonton.
I don't know. But they still have the same like smoking and bar laws.
There's a guy that's running for mayor in Sherwood Park because I was drumming, and his picture, he looks like he's about to die. Like he's bright red. He looks like he's has very.
Well, that's how hard he's fighting
pressure.
For. That's how hard he's fighting
and
for.
He's
you.
With his dog. I'm like, this guy's hilarious. I want. He's like a Rob Ford looking kind of dude. No, I, you know what? I think Rob Ford was the best. Doug Ford isn't funny like Rob Ford, but Rob Ford truly funny. Was like the real
Rob
life version
Ford,
of Tommy
Rob
Boy.
Ford during COVID would have been so fucking funny.
I know.
Like he would have been doing like crack cocaine press conferences where like, we're shutting it all down. Like, are you okay, Rob? Are you okay? Like, he's on crack talking about COVID and like, I gotta take this fucking mask off.
I'm like, the best part about him is like, none of this was like jokingly, like I'm gonna fuck with people. He was all quite genuine. Like when he's like, oh, Olivia so-and-so says that that I'm eating pussy, but I cheated, ate her pussy, but I've got quite enough pussy to eat at home. I'm like, who says that?
Thank you. Global News, I'll take your question now.
I like miss him. I miss him.
I got plenty of pussy to eat at home. Next question.
I want that as a local politician.
Can I get another question? Does anybody have a... I'd like a follow-up on the pussy eating. We're not going back there. Anything else? Do we have any... Okay, bye.
I recommend going and watching like a Rob Ford compilation on YouTube because
there's
like...
he did talk about...
Oh my God, he's so funny. Or like the one where he walks around the corner and hits his head on the camera and he's like, aye!
And I think that's a female... politicians should say that. I got plenty of dick at home. Like that that makes sense. Having plenty of pussy at home.
Mike Nichols says
like,
I suck dick all over the city. Well, I have plenty of dick to suck at home.
Yeah, or like I got plenty funny. Like says he had sex with me. I got plenty of dick at home. Like a lot more dick than you can find at so and so's house. Like you make a little dick comparison. But to say that like I got plenty of pussy to eat at home is like you have one big giant pussy at home? Like
I'm sure his
horrible.
Wife that night was like, thanks, Rob.
Thanks for saying I have
thanks
a big giant pussy that
is plenty. Think you're saying I have pussy aplenty.
Yeah. Thanks for saying my pussy's so big it's hard to eat all of it.
We put like it on the table
fucking,
at
like it's
Thanksgiving.
A giant, yeah, like it's
the pussy aplenty.
A giant $30 burger at a restaurant. My pussy is a $30 fucking giant burger.
Like that's
if you eat it all, it's free.
I think that's
if you can eat if you can eat her whole pussy, it's free.
I think that's what Trump could have been if he wasn't such a like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. Like he could have been a fun, bumbling president and it would have been adorable, but he was a little bit too horrible. But like I loved Rob Ford. I never hated him, but I'm like, God, this guy's entertaining.
It
like,
is.
That's
what
all
politics
you want
should
out of
be.
A politician.
It should be great. Yeah. Be fun.
You don't want a boring ass politician.
Be fun.
You don't want
fun.
Somebody who's going to get the job done. You're going to you want somebody that's going to do local news clips and the one where he's throwing the football and he falls over like he literally
God. Well, and what do you know about Joe Biden's presidency?
Nothing.
I know nothing.
But
about
that's actually
it. I know
kind
nothing
of nice
about
after
it. It is
kind of
nice.
Years.
But Trump was great.
You knew
like
everything
every
day.
Every 2 weeks there was a new like can you fucking believe he did that? Joe Biden is just nothing. The only people who think care about Joe Biden's presidency are like conservatives that are sharing memes of him stumbling over words.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, can you believe the fuck? This is crazy. So they think, I guess it's the reverse for them. They're like, well, Trump's presidency was quiet. I didn't really hear a lot because they were like, yeah, fucking good. He's doing good stuff. Why would I read about that?
Yeah.
And now they think Biden is like, this guy's crazy. He jumbles his words up. He's 80 years old.
He
doesn't have
the
brain to run a country like Trump did. Like Trump.
Yeah, I know.
You clearly don't need a brain to run a country.
No.
You know?
No.
But I'm going to vote for Joshua Walchansky.
Well, isn't like, do you have a Fort Saskatchewan election?
Well, and if I was running his thing, I would be like, give Joshua a Walchansky. You know,
maybe you should have advertised your services as campaign manager.
I really
for
think I
people.
Could run somebody's campaign into the ground.
Straight into the
fight
ground.
For the unborn of our city. And he'd be like, why did you change that to unborn
that
and then deliver a million of them?
If instead of that heart, it was just a fetus.
Yes.
Just a fetus.
Fight for
hovering
the little
over
heart.
The city.
Fight for the tiny hearts of our city. Joshua Walchansky will never stop trying to bring back all the dead unborn. Make him like an angel guy, like a conspiracy person.
Yeah, he is.
Joshua Walchansky's really good. Luckily, this podcast is about as unknown as his
campaign.
What if
he actually listens to this? What if he was just like, oh, what's this? And then
maybe David Shepherd will tell him.
Maybe David Shepherd.
While they're building solutions.
Who is David Shepherd?
He's somebody who likes to collaboratively build solutions.
MLA for Edmonton City Center. Mm-hmm. Is he still? Or did,
I don't
what
know.
What if he isn't anymore? That'd be
I think
kind of
that
weird.
Quote is from 1987. I would like to see David Shepherd say, I actually said that about him when he was a child. So
he looks like that guy from the 90s movies in this picture, and he looks so different. It's weird.
He does. He looks like a different human being.
It literally, doesn't look like I the same understand guy. The whole Superman thing now.
Because you would vote for him, right? He's a young, like.
No, I'd vote for rolled up
sleeves. You would
vote
for, okay, because you do
husky.
Like fatter guys. Yeah, you like the fat guys.
He's not fat. It's
no,
just
he's not
the way
fat.
The bike is being
but
held.
But in that one, he's thin. He looks like a thin dentist.
But it's just the way the bike's being held.
Hmm. Well, nobody can see this, and it's a bad podcast. But good thing it's over anyway. We've been talking way too long, haven't we?
I don't know, because you got a show to go to.
Oh yeah, fuck, that's way too long. We used to do ones that were way too long.
Yeah, but that's because
that was the number one complaint people had. They're like, hey, that's when we still had chemistry. That's when we still had a little bit of joie de vivre.
When we still cared, but we don't care about much anymore.
No.
Like, we're both going...
We can't even really talk about comedy specials because I don't watch them. So then it's like, you know, it's not... Normal comedian podcasters could, like, talk for 20 minutes about Chappelle's special.
You
but I'm like, yeah, I don't
comedian?
Know. Normal comedian podcast. Oh, they could be like, and that thing Chappelle said about the blood... But I'm like, I don't fucking... I'm not... No thanks.
They caught the Zodiac killer, but he's dead.
What? How did they catch him?
I don't know. I didn't read the article. But it was a lot of words. But I'm sorry. I'm
the
like
word count was quite high. No, but did they... Wait a minute. Was it a DNA thing?
I'm sure that's what happened. But they like found this guy and then he died in 2018, but they were like, we're pretty sure it was him.
Really?
And like, he shared like our, like people have now been like diving in his old social media and it's kind of interesting. Like he was sharing.
Oh, he had posts like,
oh yeah. He was sharing articles about Casey Anthony being wrongfully.
Like
it was kind of weird. Yeah.
You know what? The government will always bring down the wrong person.
But yeah, he died in 20 apparently, but good for him. He did it. He killed everyone and never got caught.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. Look at the guy that killed his girlfriend.
Now your family has to let the legacy your family carries forward.
Yeah. It's too hard to kill anybody anymore because there's cameras everywhere, like mm-hmm. Chris Watts, and then this new guy that killed his girlfriend.
Oh, there's a new girlfriend killer?
Yeah. He was in a they were traveling across in a van, and then he just came home without her.
Classic guy
and
move.
And then they found her body recently.
Oh, you haven't seen her? Yeah, like that, the guy thing. Yeah. Like, where is she then?
Oh, I left her in Arizona.
You guys haven't seen her or nothing? Oh, well.
That one's cool because that has a cool body cam video. I know you like them.
Oh, yeah,
there's
like the
one where
cam.
They got pulled over and they were having a fight in the car. It looked like they were drinking and driving, but they were just having a major fight in the car. And she's like in tears. And then it's like an hour and a half where they talk to her and him. Like,
oh,
she's clearly being abused because she's like, oh, yeah, no, it's all my fault. It's all my fault. I did all of this. I'm so it's me. It's all my fault. I hit him and it's my fault. And so like, well, yeah, she's getting abused. So, and now he's hiding, and they think his family's hiding him. It's kind of interesting.
That's gross.
But it's like, it kind of...
I'll have to look into it.
It was on TikTok, and all these people were looking into it, too, and then they tried to solve it, but everyone's like, yeah, what about all the other missing people that aren't little white girls? Because it is. It's another white girl that went missing mm-hmm. and is all over the news, but like...
I think because white guys do it in like a sensational way, where it's like, this fucking idiot... This idiot white guy. It's always an idiot. It's like the white girl's death is always connected to the idiot white guy. So it's like two things that we love. A story about a white woman and the heel is a white male.
Yeah.
So it's got so many elements we love. Whereas like a missing person of color is sort of like, you know, maybe it's not a white guy that we can just shit on. You know, that would be boring.
That would be boring. Why is it that white men always kill their wives?
They're just dumb. They're just too dumb to realize that they can't get away with it, right? They think they can get away with it. Like, if you're a black guy growing up, you're like, I probably won't get away with that. Like, I probably won't get away with it.
Well, that's because black people
white
can barely
guy,
get away with a traffic ticket.
Yeah. So a white guy has had no run-ins with the police.
Yeah.
And he's like, I bet if I fucking killed her.
No,
and then all of a sudden cops are there and you're like, cops have never been at my house. Cops have never been in my living room. Cops have never been fucking like, what are these cops doing here?
Yeah.
You know? So like, yeah, they're just, it's a privilege thing, I think.
This feels like my vibrator died because this isn't working. So now I got to do this by hand.
Oh, my God.
I got to do this by hand.
You don't have to do that. Fucking just monster. Pretend we lost.
But what if we win? I still believe in it. I still believe that this
in
will pay
heart.
Off one day.
In the caring part of your brain.
In the caring
Why
part.
Don't we just call it the care brain, the caring part of your brain? Why do we have to attribute everything to the heart? It's like, well, I feel it in my liver or my, you know what I mean? Like, it's just an organ. It's just pumping
it
blood. There's no feelings in there.
I give you my liver. That was my favorite part of the vows that Adam said. What I can commit to you today.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny.
I'm like, I'm not a car. You're not
what I can
a car.
Commit today is.
Oh, my God, that was so funny.
I think was he already trashed by that point?
No, well, I don't think he was. No, he got trashed after. Oh, wait, I think we. No.
No.
Oh, fuck off. I thought we won $1,000. It was a 9 and that's a 4. But it wasn't all scratched off. God fucking damn it. Why? When is it going to be our turn, Sean?
It doesn't have to be. It already
it
is.
It does have to be.
I think ayahuasca positive. It already is.
We should all go do ayahuasca. I just am scared of throwing up. I don't want
to
barf.
You seem to me like you'll be like a full, like you'll just have water shits.
You think I would just, I know I would barf.
I think
sure.
You'd have a ton of, you'd just be shitting water.
But then also do you not remember anything? So like you really don't even remember barfing or?
No, I think you have an epiphany and then you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
I got life figured out for a minute.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we lost.
So we won nothing. Good.
Fuck.
Fuck you, Joshua Wolchinski.
Yeah.
Wolchinski. Sorry, Wolchinski.
That's a very Edmonton name. That's like a very Edmonton name.
Yeah. He's going to be good for the city. Well, thanks for being here, Ezzy.
When is the election? Next week? I think it's like, it's a Monday. I'm very interested to see if he wins.
And this was episode 97, was
this
it?
This was?
I don't know. You know. I just thought I'd say that. We're probably in the mid-80s.
Probably.
Something like that. Fuck, it's been a lot.
I mean, we have talked a lot over the
Good
year.
Good God. It's too much.
Too much.
We should just do 2 a year. That's what we'll do. We'll commit. This is like what I can commit to you today.
Snort that.
I'll snort anything.
Snort that.
You know what I'll do. Cocaine. Oh, yeah. I was on Kelly Taylor's podcast talking about like how I, a classic, like do the cocaine, but wait for somebody else to do it for like an hour before. But then realizing like the person who did it an hour before you was in way better shape than you.
Yeah. And it still might kill you.
Yeah. They have a fucking marathon bib on. It says 8:27. And I'm like, well, if they're not dead, then I guess I can do coke.
My heart's going to be able to take it.
Fucking the Boston Marathon seems fine. Let's just pretend I haven't made a million heart mistakes. Izzy does look pretty good.
Izzy does look healthy. I'm glad we're back in the studio, too. Mm-hmm. We no more squirrels to interrupt us.
No.
The
well,
dogs
it's funny
here.
Too cuz now it'll be better sound quality, just worse overall quality. Like not as not as funny, but easier to fall asleep to.
Look, all podcasts, all episodes can't be perfect.
No.
Oh, and this is one thing I'll say before we leave. So there's a rule at the show in Grand Prairie now, no bestiality jokes and no jokes about dead babies, like killing babies, because there was a comic that came through and only did jokes about killing babies and fucking dogs, like literally, and like walked 96 people, and like so that's in the contract now. And then they were like
love how they're like maybe it was the material, like how about don't bring that guy back.
Yeah,
that would have been my
no
policy.
Nobody is allowed to do these jokes now, but no, so fuck, where was I saying? So it was fuck, I'm too high on this hash.
Stupid
that you brought around.
Ice hash that I bought.
Ice hash. Oh yeah, and then they're like, do you have any credits you want us to say? And I was like, oh, just say dead baby bear. And they're like,
oh no.
Oh, and I'm like, it's bestiality and a dead baby.
Yeah. And they thought for sure you were kidding.
Thank you.
For sure you were kidding.
They're like, is that really the name of the podcast? And I'm like, yeah. So then the radio girl's like, Kathleen McGee, she has a podcast, Dead Baby Bear. I guess it means something.
It's a personal, it's about her grandma who died. Yeah.
Anyway, that was fun.
Kathleen's used to being alone. That'll be easy for her to adjust to.
That could be the name of the podcast, Kathleen's used to being alone.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Ah, well, see you later, Joshua Wolchanski.
Good luck, Josh.
Good luck, Joshua. Bye.
Bye.